Hey, Jim and Esther, this is Chris 200, and was pleased to find the most current audio magazine. I'm here on I-80 between, probably smack dab between Lincoln and Omaha. And I am listening to the various artists audio magazine that Jim did last day or so, and just like to know, or like you to know, that I really appreciate it. It's good to hear Jim Bob again, and hope your cabin roof is going well, and whatever other projects you got going on there. I know how hard it is to do in town, and when you're doing something like that out in the sticks, I can just imagine how tough it could be. But anyway, I'd just like to tell you, you know, I really appreciate it. Thank you for providing this cast, and kind of brought a smile and a twinkle to my eye this nice August day to hear some of these songs. So keep on doing what you do, and hope to hear from you again soon. Thanks again.
Goose.
Hello, this is Chris 200, and you're listening to Audio On Demand. $500 of GM product strapped to my ass. This is Chris 200, and I'm cruising down I-80 just now, crossing the Platte River Bridge, and heading my way back towards Omaha. I'm going to gas up when I get there and see what's going on. We have a nice balmy temperature of 86 degrees. Been working in a cold office all day, so it's kind of nice to get out and enjoy some of the weather today. We've got, boy, almost absolutely clear skies here towards the east, and we do have some clouds in the west and towards the south, it looks like, but doesn't look like any rain so far today. I'm not sure exactly how the hurricane's going to influence our weather here in Nebraska, but I really do wish the best for the folks down there in Louisiana and Alabama. I know with the tornadoes and that around here, it can completely wipe out a town. And, you know, a tornado is nothing compared to a hurricane, I'm sure. I've never had to experience a hurricane, but, wow, that's some definite power there. Power of nature is something that's always fascinated me. Lightning, thunderstorms, you know, updrafts that are capable of throwing hail back up into the air and building on that hail till it becomes, you know, golf ball, baseball, softball-sized hail. Truly incredible stuff that no man has not quite figured out entirely how to predict or, geez, needless to say, how to control it. But truly awesome storm going on down there, and hopefully folks in Louisiana, New Orleans there, the Big Easy, hopefully it's not as bad as what the media has been saying it could potentially be. So hope everybody's all right down there. Hopefully everybody can return home and get their households in order and whatever else it takes. Let's see, what's been going on this weekend? Boy, I've been exhausted this last weekend. Actually got a nap in on Sunday, helped me recoup some of my batteries there. Sunday, I was completely out of gas. I actually got some good sleep Friday night and Saturday night, but it wasn't enough. Saturday, we did a little bit of painting outside, not a whole lot more. Did do some football watching. My brothers had a game out of town, and got an opportunity to watch that, listen to that, recorded that on the radio, and hopefully I'll be able to create an MP3 for him for that. good game. It was like 42 to 17 or something like that. 44 to 17, something like that. Pretty good game. Some awesome passing, some awesome running by team there. Talking to my brother yesterday, he said that the opposing team really lacked athleticism. They were kind of out of shape and kind of skinny, scrawny farm boys out there. So let's hope that team gets it together and wins some games this season too, because the more games that they win and the more games that my brother's team wins, the better off my brother's team will be. So let's hope that turns out all right. What else did we do? We did some transplanting of some hen and chicks out front. I did some mowing either Thursday or Friday night. I'm not for sure. I think it was Thursday night. Friday and Saturday, we had a little bit of rain. Saturday morning, we went out to Menards and got a few supplies there. And also got, I also bought some lacquer, some spray lacquer, Def spray lacquer, gloss lacquer. I've been testing that stuff out on a piece of maple that I have, and it's really turning out pretty good. I've probably got, six, eight coats of it on there. I did do some sanding of the lacquer to get a smooth finish, and it looks really promising. I was going to go and start taking my guitar apart, doing some sanding, but I never did get to that last night. Been playing with some Linux distros again, and I think I found one that actually works on the PC that I've been playing with. It's an old Acer P2 with 166 megahertz. I'm not sure exactly what we have for RAM in there, if it's over 100 megabytes or not, but I'll tell you what, it's pretty darn snappy. I got Samba to work on that thing, so I can actually pick up files off of my own hard drive, off of my Windows XP machine. Pretty excited about that. One of the things I need to figure out now is how to play sound. I think I'm on my way to a jukebox. Not sure exactly what I think about hooking it up to a wireless network yet. Maybe something I'll do in the future. I know there's some issues with the distro and wireless, but I don't know if I'm ready to spend $70 on something like that yet. But it's really looking pretty good. Not sure if I've got a hub or anything or a switch like that for that. Maybe something I'll have to invest in. Pretty productive weekend this weekend. Today, pretty nice day at work. Got a few things done today at work. Actually felt productive for a change, so that's good. What else has been going on? Maybe tonight I'll do some painting inside. I do have some painting to do inside. I have outside primed. I could do some painting tonight outside, but I don't know. We'll have to see how hot it is this evening and see how things go. I do need to get some trim put up. Did look at some nail guns. I do need to look at a compressor. If anybody knows where I can get a compressor for under $50 for a nail gun, let me know. I may jump on the Harbor Freight website and see what they have out there. Other than that, I don't know what's going on. I'm making, made some chicken stir fry last night. Made all kinds of home-cooked meals this weekend. Did the old BLT thing on Saturday after we got back from the air show. I didn't mention that. We did, after we got done at Menards, we went and had lunch at Don and Millie's, a great burger joint. I haven't been there for a long time. And I tell you what, there is something to be said about the quality of food served at McDonald's and Burger King and probably Wendy's. You know, it's basically garbage. The stuff that they serve at Don and Millie's, I believe, is fresh beef, and it's made into patties by hand. It's close to Runza, maybe even a little bit better than Runza. I'm not for sure, but pretty good food there. The boy had the old chicken fingers, which he didn't eat, so I had an opportunity to have some of those. And some great fries. My wife had the turkey wrap, which is always excellent there. I believe I just had a plain old cheeseburger with everything on it, so. Good times there. We did go down to Halleck Park. We kind of got involved a little bit in some post-parade maneuvering by the city of Bellevue there, but we did get out to Halleck Park, and we did get a chance to, sorry, it's not Halleck Park, it's Hayworth Park. Did get a chance to walk around on the levee, sit on the levee for a little bit, watch some acrobatics. As we left, they had an either F-15 or F-18, I'm not for certain. I don't know my planes like I used to, but had some pretty cool fighter jet maneuvers. Really, really cool. Watched some of that in Bellevue as we were coming back, and had a good time. I think it got rained out on Sunday. We had some thunderstorms and that about 3 o'clock come through, so I imagine they had to shut the air show down about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So kind of feel bad for those folks that came from out of town to watch it on Sunday, but I think you probably got a pretty good show anyway for the few hours that they did have it. It ran from noon to 5, so if not, you're really into that, I'm sure you're traveling on to another air show this summer, and you know, you just can't wait till next year for the air show there at Offutt. So it's great times this weekend. It's good weather. It's not extremely hot. Like I said, it's in the high 80s today. Absolutely bearable. Long ways away from that high 90s, 100 degree temperatures with high, high humidity. Today it's fairly low humidity, 86 degrees. Like I said, it's we're getting towards that September weather where you can sleep with the windows open and that. So anyway, with that, I'm about a mile away from my exit. I'm going to slow her down here so I don't run into the sneaks on ahead of me, and let you go, and hopefully get this cast up tomorrow morning sometime. So hey, this is Chris 200 with Audio On Demand checking in. I didn't go away, and hope to see you again. See you later. I'm going to go to the next one.
Thank you.